Now, the United Nations says opium poppy cultivation in Afghanistan has increased for a third year in a row, heading for a record high.
There has been a tangible increase in the cultivation of poppy within the country. This is the third year that we see an increase in the poppy cultivation in Afghanistan.
A report by the World Body says the rise in poppy cultivation was the highest in those regions where US-led troops had been stationed over the past years. This means mostly in the country's south. Afghanistan is the world's largest producer of opium, the raw ingredient in heroin. Last year, the country provided about 75% of the global supply. This figure is expected to jump to 90% this year due to increased cultivation. Stephen Lenman is with me now. He's a writer and radio host live from Chicago. So, Mr. Lenman, good to see you and welcome to the Top Five. Now, the issue here is who is responsible for this increased poppy cultivation. Is it the Taliban militants? Is it the foreign forces? Is it the weak Afghan government?
Hello, good to be back on with you. There is no question who has responsibility for what's going on. Washington has responsibility. The major banks in New York, Wall Street banks, have responsibility. The U.S. government conspires with them. The banks launder the money. America reinstituted the planting of poppy fields. The Taliban, while they ruled the country, largely eradicated opium production. This was one of the reasons that Washington invaded Afghanistan to reestablish the heroin trade. There have been previous UN reports that said Afghanistan, if you could believe this, produced more than 100% of the world's supply. The CIA is deeply involved. It uses drug money to finance its operations. This is the dark side of the heroin trade, the opium replantings. It has nothing to do with the Taliban that wanted it eradicated, but you'll never hear this type of report in the US media.
So we've heard the Afghan government and officials there saying that in some areas where they want to tackle this issue, the Taliban militants are not letting them. Do you think that the Afghan government is adamant in trying to, you know, eradicate this action, but it can't because of the Taliban's involvement in it?
Absolutely not. Hamid Karzai is a former and probably still likely CIA asset. He was closely tied to Union Oil Company, so he has oil interests. America installed him as president. He is widely despised by the great majority of Afghan people. He's deeply involved in corruption. Most of the drug money, though, does not stay internally. It leaves the country. It goes to the major banks to launder. It goes to the CIA. It goes to the drug barons. But $3 or $4 or $5 billion stays in Afghanistan, and the Afghan Karzai-led government takes full advantage. They steal as much as possible. This is pretty widely accepted.
And Mr. Lenman, before we leave you, we know that the date for withdrawal is nearing for foreign forces, although not all of them are expected to withdraw. But do you think with this withdrawal, we are going to see a change in these figures of poppy cultivation, at least in the near future?
On the one hand, America came to Afghanistan to stay. It will draw down its forces, but permanent occupation is planned. As far as the opium plantings, absolutely not. They will keep going as long as America has any control over the country. And the ordinary Afghan people and other people in other countries around the world will suffer most.
Stephen Lenman, writer and radio host with us there live from Chicago. Thank you very much.